The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you.
Howdy, folks. This is Wiley Gustafson of Wiley in the Wild West, and you're listening to the Clear Out West radio show.
That's right, Wiley Gustafson. You are listening to Clear Out West radio
show. Not Gustafson?
Gustafson. And he's tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
Oh, boy. Yeah, this is the best one.
It is.
The best one of the year, right here, right now.
I agree.
The best.
Go ahead.
Leave your horse alone.
Yeah, give your horse a Christmas present.
Give him a break.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Go out, comb him, scratch his withers, have a little conversation.
Sure.
Extra, a little bit of oats.
Yeah.
And then leave him alone.
And then knock the ice balls off the bottom of his feet.
Exactly.
You know, I did that the other day, and I got one horse that I can't believe how those ice balls adhere. I mean, they freeze to this foot like you can't believe. Well, she's old.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure the circulation is going.
There you go. Yeah. But anyway. If your horse is collecting snow, there could be some issues there.
There sure could be.
The circulation's not so good, or there's been some damage.
I know what her deal is. She's about 30 years old. Right. So there you go. Right.
Yeah.
Actually, that's some great information there, big feller. And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, hey, I'll knock the ice balls off of your feet, how are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right, if they would like to request a Dick's Pick.
DICK@clearoutwest.com.
Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our
Snowball
house.
Snowball free.
Gave them an extra dose of the grain this morning. Yeah. P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming 82941.
The extra oats promotes circulation.
There you go. And therefore, no ice balls.
Right.
Okay. I like that. Sure. Absolutely. Why not? How about some more music?
Oh, please.
You betcha. We have a great rendering here. Once Upon a Christmas, Curly Musgrave, Belinda Gale, Kip Callahan, and R.W. Hampton.
Holy cow.
What a group. Here we go.
Once upon a Christmas, far away in Bethlehem, Mary, being great with child, had no place to lie down.
So Joseph found a stable in which Mary had her child. Once upon a Christmas was the birth Jesus Christ.
Once upon a Christmas, in a manger far away, a king was born. His palace was a manger filled with hay.
His royal robe, a swaddling cloth, a halo was his crown. Once upon a Christmas, away in Bethlehem,
and all the world rejoiced because the king was born at last. A savior had been promised, now it had come to pass. And the joyful news that he was born spread quickly far and wide. Once upon a Christmas was the birth of Jesus Christ.
Once upon a Christmas, from the far east wise men came with gold and myrrh and frankincense to praise the newborn king.
Shepherds left their flocks at night and came to worship him. Once upon a Christmas, away in Bethlehem.
And all the world rejoiced because the king was born at last. A savior had been promised,
now it had come to pass. And the joyful news that he was born spread quickly far and wide. Once upon a Christmas was the birth of Jesus Christ. Rejoiced because the King was born at last. A Savior had been promised, now it had come to pass. And the joyful news that he was born spread quickly far and wide. Once upon a Christmas was the birth of Jesus Christ. Once upon a Christmas, far away in Bethlehem.
Man, I love that. Every one of those people. I mean, I loved listening to them as singles, but all together.
Oh, what beautiful.
Man, that
beautiful
was neat.
Beautiful harmony.
Yeah. Really touches you and brings the meaning of Christmas out.
Okay, you've heard the expression warms your cockles.
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, it's the same thing that they used to sing about singing Cockles and Mussels, Live Alive O.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still don't know.
Yeah. I think it's some sort of seafood. I don't know. Because I know what mussels are.
I right. do happen yeah. to know that.
Warms
one.
Your cockles. I don't yeah. know. So that'll warm your seafood.
There you go.
All right. All right. I have no idea.
Oh, we've gone off the rail.
We have. I think about cockleburs. But
well,
yeah. Anyway, right. I was listening to a Christmas devotional last week.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and this person that was talking mentioned a talk by John Lasseter.
Mm-hmm.
This feller was on an official United States government delegation over in Morocco,
mm-hmm.
and their limousine was traveling with other limousines, and one of the cars hit a lamb on the road.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, the laws of the land is if you hit a lamb, you owe that person 100%, 100 times the value of that lamb when it's grown.
Oh.
Yeah. And they were watching this take place. This shepherd who was dressed in robes that looked like robes in the time of the
right.
Savior.
Right.
Bent over and picked up this little lamb. It was still alive, but it was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, watch. He said, the driver will offer him the money, and he won't take it. And
really?
It was true. He wouldn't take the money from the driver. Mm. And he said, well, why wouldn't he? He said, because he is his shepherd, because the law also said that they had to cut the lamb up and distribute the meat among the community.
Okay.
He wouldn't.
Yep.
Yep. And he took this wounded lamb, and he kept repeating one word over and over. And he asked the driver, says, well, what's he doing? He said, he's calling this lamb by name. He has named every one of his lambs.
Holy cow.
And he knows the name of every one of his lambs.
The difference between a shepherd and a sheep herder.
Yeah. And he tucked this little lamb in a pouch in his robe, and he walked off with the rest of his herd.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It is really cool. And does that that makes you think of the Savior?
Yep.
And he knows us, and he knows our names.
Yep.
Yeah. There's a little bit more to that story, and if we have time, I'll tell it, because they also put their sheep all together at night to keep them away from wolves with other shepherds. And it's an enclosure, and the next day, the shepherd comes to the gate, and he calls each of his sheep, and they know his voice, and they come to him.
That is cool.
Is that an analogy there that is just
Really, we've heard it over and over, haven't we?
It is. We have. But this is the love that our Savior has for us.
Our shepherd.
Our shepherd. Yep. The master shepherd. Mm-hmm. Yep. We need to ditch out to a cowmercial right now. Yeah, but the good news is when we come back, Jimmy Dean has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West radio show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web. So why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.